From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Next Monday, public schools and state offices across Georgia close for Columbus Day. Five states, more than 50 cities, and dozens of universities no longer observe the federal holiday and instead celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. After a unanimous vote this summer, South Fulton became the first city in Georgia on that growing list. Mark Baker is South Fulton's mayor pro tem, and he proposed the solution. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You champion this change. Why celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day?
Well, it's not about an instead of. It's more to amplify the contributions and just acknowledge the fact that there were people here thousands of years before Columbus came. I think that they should be honored, especially in the state of Georgia, given that the national capital for the Cherokee Indians were just in Gordon. I think about 3 miles away from Calhoun County. And I didn't know it was the first, but it's just something that should be done. And nobody had to force my hand to do something that's right.
Well, South Fulton is a new city incorporated in 2016.
Correct.
90% African American. And the first city in Georgia now celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. So in a way, you're planting a flag here. What does this change communicate about the identity of South Fulton?
Well, It definitely identifies us as being progressive to be in this red state of Georgia. I just think that that's the point. The point is we are 90% black. I embrace that concept. I believe that we have an opportunity to govern for ourselves and make our own decisions. And hopefully it becomes infectious.
Well, wondering about infection and being infectious, do you want to draw people to South Fulton because it is a progressive place? Is that part of the goal?
Definitely. I believe that being in the metro Atlanta area, the fifth largest city in the state of Georgia, third largest in the metro Atlanta area, I think it's a refreshing place to be. We're about we're minutes away from the world's busiest airport. We have rail right next to us in Union City and Highway 85 and 285. I mean, it's the best place for business.
This is the mayor making his pitch.
Yeah. Come on. We need the business.
Well, Berkeley, California started the Indigenous Peoples Day in 1990, or first to celebrate, let's say. Some cities do celebrate both, and there has been a lot of opposition from Italian-American groups especially. This is a holiday that did symbolize pride for Italian Americans who had been, experienced a lot of prejudice in the late 19th century, especially. So what do you say to them?
I say nothing to them. I hate to say it like that, but I do say nothing to them. There are approximately 22 million acres stolen from people, you know, who walked the trail of tears with smallpox, you know, in blankets, and they left from Georgia, went all the way to Oklahoma at gunpoint. I mean, by the guy that we spend on a $20 bill every day. So it's not about demonizing Columbus Day. It's not about ostracizing Italians, but it's more like just embracing the chaos that took place and acknowledging it. You know, a lot of those people, you know, at times are nameless and faceless. And if we amplify it, I think we have an opportunity to get the record straight and get history corrected. I mean, 1492, you know, we teach our kids that Columbus discovered America. But the reality of it is he got here and there was a whole lot of people here, you know, and that's miseducation. And we can't afford to have miseducation, especially in South Fulton. Carter G. Woodson said in The Miseducation of the Negro that there's two types of knowledges, one that is given to you and the other that you acquire on your own. And of the two, the latter is the greater. And that's what we want to amplify in South Fulton.
Well, it's one thing to vote on a change. How will the city celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day?
Well, we're a new city, so we had to bring over police, fire, public works, parks and rec, code enforcement. So we're just actually getting our bearings. So this year, we probably can't do as much as we would like, but there will be some celebratory festivities. We're going to get young people involved and try to, you know, just amplify it the best way we can with short notice because it did just happen. We did just pass a budget. We don't have a lot of money yet to, you know, throw at things like this at this time. But, you know, we're looking forward to years and years of celebration.
I did notice on my Apple calendar, you know, on my iPhone that it says Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day on October the 9th.
That's good.
Well, and so communicating the name change is you know, I'm thinking a lot of people are going to catch themselves and say, oh, it's no, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Is that what you're hoping for?
I'm hoping for that. I definitely am. And I think that the more that happens, the more infectious it is. I know Atlanta has been lobbied for several years, you know, to make this change. But of course, you know, Atlanta's demographic is a little bit different from the city of South Fulton. But, you know, I just think that what's right is right. I've been told by a lot of people who do what I do that I'm turning over chairs and I'm messing up stuff and I need to be careful. But I think that they should have done it some time ago, you know, to the point where when you're doing something right and then you realize that this is the first time that somebody has done it, it's a real eye-opener to just progressive thought in general.
Yeah, I wonder if others are going to follow. Do you expect that?
I do.
Mark Baker, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
South Fulton Mayor Pro Tem Mark Baker, who drafted the resolution that ultimately changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day in the city of South Fulton. And we'd love to hear from you. Do you think it's time to do away with Columbus Day? Do you think it should be supported and celebrated still? Call and leave us a message at 404-500-9457. Or you can post a comment on Facebook or Twitter at OST Talk.